All right, Jehovah said, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up in Mirza Hashem in Perek Yotes in Mesilas Yisharim. So the Ramchal is continuing again in the Midas HaChasidus. So Ke'inyon Zeh. So if you remember again, we were in yesterday's Shir, the Ramchal was quoting these beautiful Gemaras, or the Talmidim, the students were asking the Rebbeim, Bamaha Arachta Yomim, to what do you attribute your longevity? What merit or what zuchus do you attribute your longevity to? And what was interesting, what Ramchal was trying to point out, is that the common denominator amongst all of these answers was a thread of chassidus, of being a chassid, of people who exceeded expectations, both in their Rebbein Avdom Lamakom, as well as Rebbein Avdom Mechaveru. Ukrainian Ze'am Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said as well, V'yamai lo'ik parati b'soch b'esi. Bezeru says, to what do I attribute my longevity? I never got upset in my home. I never got angry. V'lo tzareti bifnei mishagad mimeni. And nor, it is actually interesting, I never walked in front of someone who is greater than me. V'lo hirharti b'mavuas metunafos. I never thought about Torah in unclean alleyways. V'lo halachti arba amos b'lo Torah b'lo tzvilin. And I never walked 4 amos without either learning Torah and without wearing tefillin. I never slept in shul, never slept in the Beis Medrash. Never like a real shluf, like shnas keva, not even a nap. I never rejoiced over the stumbling or the downfall of my friend. And I never called my friend by a nickname. So again, what do you see the common denominator amongst all of these things? Ramchal writes, the point over here that you see with all of these things is these are all representative of behaviors of chassidus. Right? If you notice again, he doesn't write in here, you know, I learned 17 hours a day, or I gave away all of my money for this. In other words, what he's referring to over here are very specific types of behaviors. Bein adam lechaveiro, bein adam lemakom, which represent exceeding expectations, right? I never got angry. I never got angry in my house. Let's say, are there reasons to get angry in the house? Sure, that happens. It happens to all of us. But again, he was careful with this. So this represents, again, a going above ground. Again, the nickname piece, we see again, right? I never walked without Torah, without tefillin. I never rejoiced over the downfall of my friend. So incredible ideas, each of them representing the Midas HaChasidus in their own right. Va'amru'od, Zichron Lebracha, Amrav Yehuda, Hayman Debayla Mehavi Chasida. Supposed to listen to this. So Rabbi Yehuda said in Baba Kama, the Gemara says, if someone wants to go ahead and be a chassid, what should he do? Lekayim mili de brachas. Go ahead and be careful with brachas. The brachas, now again, it's interesting. He was about be careful with what you find in the Sechas brachas. But the idea over here is he's saying, be careful with brachas. Make sure to make brachas before you eat. Make sure to make brachas after you eat. Be careful, make sure to have kavana with brachas. V'zeh, l'mash bin adam l'kono. I will say, now that refers to one's relationship with Hashem. I will say, what does it mean to be careful with brachas? So again, one can make a bracha before one eats and one has discharged an obligation. The idea, but let's say one goes out of their way to have kavana with that bracha, one goes out of their way to be meticulous with that bracha, that represents amidas chasidos. He goes on. Furthermore, he said, one should also be careful with the laws of damages. Mesechas nezikin. They will say, what does that refer to? V'zehu lema shebeino lebein chavero. They will say, that refers to bein adam lechavero. So mili din nezikin ultimately means be careful with matters of damages, which means be careful with your interpersonal conduct. So it's very interesting. So again, remember, Rabbi Zera is talking about how does one become a chassid. So so far he gives two answers. Number one, be careful with brachas. That means, again, be careful with your relationship, bin adam lamakom, that represents exceeding expectations with Hashem. And be careful with nezikin, with the laws of damages. That represents being careful, being meticulous with my relationship with my fellow person. Be careful not to damage or hurt them. Furthermore, he says, Va'amrila, others say, L'kayim milei da'avis. Be careful with everything found in Pirkei Avos. What's Pirkei Avos? Shehem nechlolim inyanim mikol hachalokim. It will say in Pirkei Avos, ultimately, again, you'll find a little bit of everything, right? Remember again, in Pirkei Avos, you'll find a pathway to being a chassid bein adam lemakom and being a chassid bein adam lechavero. Incredible. So we'll say, so again, so far the premise that the Ramchal has developed, which now he's proven in multiple times over from multiple different sources, is that halacha l'maaseh, the concept of a chassid is a person who exceeds expectations. That's the idea. Exceeding expectations bein adam lemakom, exceeding expectations bein adam lechavero. And when we say exceed expectations specifically, remember, we come down to the distinction between a tzaddik and a chassid. A tzaddik fulfills expectations. A chassid, I will say, what does it mean to exceed expectations? So again, the chassid understands that at the end of the day, the articulation of mitzvos, as we have it, are expressions of divine will and intent. Mitzvos tell me what God likes. The tzaddik, therefore, fulfills those obligations. The chassid says, once I see now what God likes, let me go above and beyond. Now we begin another piece, which is really profound as well. The performance of chesed, of acts of charitable kindness, is a very important component for the chassid. Ki chassidus atzmo nigzar mechassid. Because we'll say the name chassid, chassidus itself, is a derivative of what? Of kindness, of chassid. So you see from here that chesed, kindness, is at the cornerstone of the identity of a chassid. Chazal said, the world stands on three things. One of them is chesed. And also we see this every single day in Birchas HaTorah, that Gemilas Chasadim is something so powerful that one reaps the benefits of it in this world, but yet the Keren, which is the principle, is intact for the world to come. In other words, we'll say, there are some mitzvos which are so powerful that you get benefit from them in this world and in the next. So Chasad, Gemilas Chasadim, performing acts of kindness, being good to other people, ultimately is so powerful that you reap the reward for it in this world, but yet the keren, the principle of it, remains intact for you to reap benefit from the world to come as well. V'amru od, darish Rabbi Smalai, Torah, t'chilo gemilas chasodah, v'sofa gemilas chasodah. Also Rabbi Smalai, in a beautiful Gemara Masechta Sota, says that chesed is so powerful that the Torah begins with chesed and the Torah ends with chesed. I will say, where does the Torah begin with chesed? So again, the Gemara explains, Vayas Hashem li Adam li Ishto, Kosnos or Vayal Bishem. Talking about the idea that Hashem clothed Adam and Chava. So that was the beginning of the chesed. Hashem provided them with clothing. And it ends with chesed. How does it end with chesed? The Torah says that Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So the fact that the bookends of the Torah are chesed tell us how important chesed is in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He goes on, he says, Va'amru od, darash Rava, komish yish bo shalosh midos halalu, biyadua shuvi zaro shal avmavinu. The person possesses the following three qualities. It is known that he is a descendant of Avram. What are the three qualities? Rachamon, he's compassionate. Baishon, he has a sense of embarrassment. Gomel chasodim. Ultimately, he does chesed. So we'll say very profound. So the bookends over here are also very interesting. We'll say the idea of rachamon, compassionate. So having a sense of compassion is wonderful, as long as what? You do something with it. If I have a sense of compassion, but I never act on that compassion, then it's meaningless. So rachamon is important ultimately, again, if I'm gomel chasodim. I will say baishan, embarrassed, really in this context, really means a sense of humility. They're all kind of the same thing. Because we'll say, what does a sense of humility do? Humility says, life is not about me, right? Not everything is about me. Not everything is about my needs, my wants, my happiness, my comfort. So the baishan says that there are bigger things in life than just me. So again, if I have the midah of humility, and therefore again, by definition, I have the midah of compassion, that'll ultimately lead me to gemilas chasodim. Va'amru, supposed to almost finish up over here. Va'amru, last section. Va'amru, Amar Rabbi Elazar, gedolim gemilas chasodim yos min hatzedakah. Chesed is even greater than tzedakah. Shne'emar. So I'll say, so remember again, gemilas chasodim represents the performance of acts of kindness. Tzedakah is the giving of charity. So in this context, by the pasuk says, "Ziru lachem, ziru lachem tzedaka, kitzru lefi chaser." So I'll say, so literally again, it means sow for yourself tzedaka and harvest in accordance with your chesed. Of course, Rashi explains over here, both say, that interestingly enough, so it calls tzedakah sowing and chesed harvesting. Now obviously, harvesting is greater than sowing, because harvesting, you get to keep that which you harvest. So tzedakah is referred to as sowing. Chesed is referred to as reaping. Quite beautiful. So va'amrod b'shloshet dvarim gemilas chesedim gudol gemilas chesedim tzedakah. There are three ways in which chesed is greater than tzedakah. How so? Shat tzedakah mamonu gemilas chesedim megufo. Number one, tzedakah is done with money. Chesed is done with your body. I would say, isn't that incredible? Isn't that absolutely incredible? Right, so tzedakah is the act of giving money, which is beautiful. Chesed is performed ultimately in a bodily fashion, right? I can go over to visit someone who's sick. I could do nichum avelim. I could pick up the phone to make a phone. Right? Again, so chesed is done with your body. Furthermore, tzedakah l'aniyim. So charity is to the poor. Kamilas chasadim l'aniyim v'la'ashirim. Chesed, I would say, can be done for the rich and the poor. And tzedakah l'chaim, kamilas chasadim l'chaim l'meisim. Whereas again, tzedakah is for the living. Chesed can be done both for the living and for the dead. It was incredibly profound. So three ways in which chesed is even greater, ultimately, again, than even tzedakah itself. So again, we'll stop over here for today. But the idea that Ramchal is highlighting to us is obviously the cornerstone of the chesed's identity is chesed. So the need to create an identity of chesed, a personality of chesed, incredibly. So, Mishkoyach.